This is Ozarks at Large. If you pick up the current issue of Martha Stewart Whole Living Magazine and turn to page 28, you'll see the work of Lauren Embry. Lauren, a native of Hot Springs and now a resident and business owner in Fayetteville, creates one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces. Her work has not just received interest from Martha Stewart, but also Vogue and other publications around the world. Tomorrow night, she'll celebrate the exposure in the Martha Stewart publication and the grand opening of a new showroom in downtown Fayetteville. She says she's still a bit surprised she became an artist. She's a graduate of the Arkansas School for Mathematics and Sciences in Hot Springs and earned her degree in communications from the University of Arkansas.
After I finished at the U of A, I worked for a couple of nonprofits here in town, the Single Parent Scholarship Fund. I worked a little while at the Walton Arts Center, and I actually put that career on hold to go down to Hot Springs and take care of my mother, who was passing away of cancer. And so I spent a couple months there with her. And after she passed away, I moved back up to Fayetteville. And that was right when the economy was crashing. You know, there were hardly any jobs to be found, certainly, you know, kind of not really in the nonprofit sector. So I reached out to a headhunter and found a job as a floor vendor in Bentonville and worked there for about 6 months. And then I was one of the last hired, first fired kind of situations when they did their round of layoffs. So that's when I kind of decided to start the jewelry thing and give it a go.
You say that so modestly. I decided to start the jewelry thing. I mean,
well, I was, you know, I figured I didn't want to work. One thing I really realized working for the vendor is that I don't like to work for somebody. I really preferred, you know, working for the, you know, nonprofit sector because it felt like you're working for the people more so than the man. I mean, this particular CEO had a private jet and was going on hunting trips in Africa, and I just really couldn't identify with that and thought, I do not want my hard efforts to go toward that kind of, you know, reward for someone else. So I thought, well, you know, I'm going to figure out what I can do, and I am. We found ourselves in a situation where we were a one-car family, and so my husband works full-time in Rogers and works a very crazy schedule, so I just thought, you know, what am I going to do that I can work from my home and, you know, work, spend this time, you know, being productive, and that's sort of how the jewelry thing was born.
If someone looks at page 28 of Martha Stewart Whole Living, the current issue,
yes,
there is your jewelry, and this, someone that works for the magazine saw a blog?
Yes, I was featured on a blog based out of LA. It's a national eco-friendly jewelry fashion site. Not really jewelry, I mean, just more eco-friendly fashion in general. And they chose to focus on my my jewelry for an article that they did. And the very next day, Martha Stewart, there was a freelance writer for Martha Stewart who contacted me for a story. And the very next week, actually, Vogue editors, the jewelry, the accessories editor got in touch with me and had been on my website and asked me to send them pieces as well. So pretty sure it all came from that one blog mention out of that ecostiletto.com was the blog. So
it's something you can do now. I mean, that maybe 30 years ago, 10 years ago, before the web was so prevalent, that maybe if you were in Fayetteville or...
That fact has not escaped me at all. In fact, I was just featured for an online publication based out of New Zealand that the only way that they would have ever heard about me was the internet. So I'm very, very aware of, you know, the power of the internet, and that had I tried this, you know, 15 years ago, I'm pretty sure I would not be where I am right now. So definitely kudos to the internet.
What do you think this means? Do you have any sort of idea of what... you know, being featured in a Martha Stewart issue means?
It means sales.
Well, yeah, that's why. I mean, do you have any idea how much or what this can translate to?
I have analytics tracking on my website, so I have definitely seen just a huge increase of visitors. I mean, I have over 100 unique visitors a day. I've had, just in the last 3 days alone, over 4,000 single hits on the page, in the pages of my website. So, you know, it's definitely, I've seen an increase. You know, it's just really great exposure, and I've had some boutiques from around the country, you know, request wholesale information and are interested in carrying some of my pieces. And, you know, it's definitely, it's really been great. I've been hearing from people all around the world. I've made sales from Ireland to Sunnyvale, California, and everywhere, you know, a lot of places in between. So it's been, you know, just really exciting to, you know, get a lot of feedback from people who are outside, you know, my city or my immediate circle of friends or my, you know, usual clients that I have, just to hear that, you know, there's that appreciation for what I do, you know, kind of around the world. So
when you go into your studio, when you prepare to create jewelry, where does your inspiration come from? I was looking at the pieces that you have at laurenembryjewelry.com, and there doesn't seem to be a certain thing you say, well, this is Lauren's trademark, because a lot of different styles and figures.
Yeah, every piece I create is one of a kind, and each piece features recycled vintage materials. So I got started when my great-grandmother passed away. I inherited a really vast collection of all of our old vintage costume jewelry, and I really loved playing with it as a kid. You know, it was like a treasure box going over to my great-grandmother's house and going through this stuff. So it was really a lot of fun when I inherited it, but I didn't want to wear it as you know, a lot of it was really chunky, just wasn't really the style. So I started taking it apart and remaking pieces for myself, and I've made some for friends as gifts, and eventually everywhere I would go, people would always compliment me on my jewelry, or if my friends were wearing my pieces, they would compliment them, and that's, you know, kind of decided, well, okay, I can do this. And so each piece is one of a kind, and so I really draw inspiration from whatever vintage materials I'm working with, and each piece just is really unique, and you know, in the colors and the textures that I use, and that's really what brings the piece together. And it's a whole lot of, you know, trial and error, putting pieces together, kind of standing back, looking at it, no, that doesn't work, you know, and having to refigure it. But, you know, in the end, a one-of-a-kind piece is born. And it's actually been kind of, I don't want to say a hindrance, but a little bit of an issue, because certain people are really drawn to one particular piece, and, you know, eight people want one piece, and, you know, once the first person gets it, it's gone. So I really think that creates value in my work, but a lot of people can get upset with me.
Does this mean trips to flea markets, thrift stores?
No, my goodness. We actually just went to Tulsa this weekend on Sunday, just on a day trip, going around to different, you know, antique stores, flea markets, estate sales. I have some antique dealer vendors that I go through for certain materials. And but yes, it's just like a big treasure hunt. I mean, we go, you know, all around wherever we're traveling through. We always go to, you know, at least one or two antique stores and see what we can find.
I know poets, songwriters have told me before that they'll write a line, put it in a drawer, and wait till something comes along. Do you find a vintage piece and say, well, I know I'm going to use this someday, but it may not be right
most
now?
Most definitely. I do that with a lot of pieces. I mean, certain pieces I come across and, you know, I'm just so drawn to them right away. I have to use it right away. But there are definitely pieces that get put away and brought out, you know, just at the right time. And I have quite a collection of all sorts of stuff at the house that need to be, I really need to go through it and kind of decide to part with some things. But it's hard to do that when you think, you know, maybe later on I'd find the perfect companion piece for this. So
I think it's very interesting, because when you're creating a piece of jewelry, you're doing it and it means something special to you, and you're doing it from your perspective. Mm-hmm. Then it has to be a high compliment if someone sees it and says that speaks to them.
That, I think, is one of the most fun parts about what I do, because I have created some just outrageous pieces. You know, I say that, you know, I would wear every single piece that I make. There might be one or two in there that may not be true, but it is a lot of fun to see what personalities, you know, of certain people match with that particular part of my personality. And it's really great to find that one person. You, I believe there is that one piece of jewelry, and it's waiting for that one person. And, you know, I've created pieces that my husband looks at me and he thinks, you are crazy. Nobody is ever going to buy that. That is too big. That is too chunky. Or I'm like, no, somebody is going to find this and love it. And every time it happens.
Well, finally, where is Lafayette, Arkansas? I say that because in the Martha Stewart, it gives your right web address and everything, and says you're based in Lafayette, Arkansas,
which doesn't even exist, which is what cracks me up more than anything. Actually, there's a Lafayette County down, I think Texarkana is in Lafayette, the southwest corner of the state.
Named after the same person that Fayetteville
is named after. It's not too far off. Right. And I've actually lived on Lafayette Street here twice. So I thought, well, that's kind of close. You know, they just left out the city part. I emailed the editor right away when I saw this. And there's not even a Lafayette. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. We should have caught that. And they actually did have a fact checker email me with all these, you know, facts that they were going to print, but they I went back and checked the email after the issue came out, and it just said that you were an Arkansas resident. It didn't ask for the city. It didn't say you're a resident of Fayetteville, Arkansas. So if I had been thinking about it at the time, I might have, you know, put that in, but I would not have imagined that they would just make up a city. But, you know, the kind of the silver lining to that is that they're going to print a correction. So this particular issue, Martha Stewart Whole Living, is actually a double issue. It's a January and February issue, and then the correction will come out in March. So that's the first 3 months of, you know, the first quarter of the year that I will be on newsstands. So I'm okay with that. I've made peace with it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And best wishes for tomorrow night's celebration.
Yes, I hope to see you there.
Lauren Embry is the owner of Lauren Embry Jewelry in Fayetteville. Her work is featured in the latest issue of Martha Stewart Whole Living. Tomorrow night, she'll host a celebration of that work and a celebration of a grand opening of a new showroom from 5 until 9 inside the Matt Miller Studio just off the Fayetteville Square near Jam and Java. You can learn more at laurenembryjewelry.com or on Lauren's Facebook page. And you can hear more from our conversation, including Lauren explaining one piece she's created that has yet to find an owner.
It's a vintage filigree mustache.
That and more can be found online at OzarksAtLarge.com.